Hello, Mrs. Smith. I'm Jessica, Mr. Roberts' administrator. Is this your husband?
Oh, no. This is my son.
Nice. It's a pleasure meeting both of you. Please, have a seat. Okay, so when I called, I said I had some good news for the both of you. And I do. It's a lot to mull over, so let's all make sure we're comfortable and relaxed.
My son said there was a large sum of money involved?
There is, but we'll get to that. Angie, hold my calls, please.
Was that... Did you just lock the door?
Just so that there are no interruptions. You're free to leave at any time.
Okay. Well, we did some checking around on Mr. Roberts, and he certainly is a reputable person.
He really is. Mr. Roberts is an advocate for humanity, as you probably saw from his donations to the humanities and the arts. But I asked you both here for another reason. So, as I explained earlier, Mr. Roberts introduced himself to you while at the art festival last week, and wanted me to reach out to you both and bring you here for a proposition of sorts.
Okay.
So, it's my understanding he assumed you and your son were husband and wife?
Yeah, both of you did. Said we made a lovely couple. I thanked him and said we were actually related.
Oh, sure. It's a strange compliment, to say the least. And he wanted me to apologize for making you feel uncomfortable in any way.
No, it's fine, really. We get asked that a lot, actually.
That you're a couple?
That or dating.
Interesting. Let's see here. You're 39 and he's 19?
So far.
That's the exact age Mr. Roberts and his wife were when they were married. Very nice. Well, that's kind of what he wanted me to speak to you with about today.
I'm sorry?
The both of you, as a couple.
I don't understand.
I know it's hard to explain. Years ago, when Mr. Roberts' wife passed away, the loss really shook him, changed him. Well, years later, it gave him a new purpose, a new direction. He wanted to start helping others who had been through what he had. I guess there's no easy way to say it, but Mr. Roberts and his wife were also mother and son.
Excuse me?
Mrs. Smith, let's not play around here. You heard exactly what I said. So, when she passed away, Mr. Roberts felt compelled to help others in coming to terms with whatever they were going through. And judging from the look on your face, it's a lot to wrap your head around, let alone act on. So, when he saw the two of you at the festival last week, he took notice of how close you two were, how affectionate you guys were with each other. He said you reminded him of his mother's beauty and grace.
I think this conversation's over. Come on, honey, let's go. Open this fucking door right now!
$1 million, Mrs. Smith. $1 million for you and your son to make love. Just once, that's it.
You're sick! How can you even work for such a piece of shit?
Cash, Mrs. Smith. Wired directly to your bank the morning after. No strings attached, no conditions. The only caveat is the both of you have to want it.
I want you to unlock this door right this second.
Think of what that kind of money could do for you and your son, Mrs. Smith. I know you're about to be foreclosed on. Your bankruptcy just last year.
You don't know shit about me.
1 week. 1 week to let me know. Both of you.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, it's me. Just as you said, she stormed right out of here. Typical shock. So, we'll see. I gave them a week, but I really think that they'll do it. You're usually right about these things. Plus, the son wasn't as horrified as she was. So, that tells me a lot there. And I have to say, whew, wow, they really do make a beautiful couple. She is every bit as gorgeous as you said she was. I love how curvy and voluptuous she is. How her long blonde hair accented her golden skin. What I really like is her fine taste in dresses. How they complement each and every curve. Very nice.
Ma'am, I have a Mrs. Smith on the line for you.
The Mrs. Smith from the other day?
Yes.
Put it through, Angie. Thank you. Mrs. Smith!
Hi. Do you have a few minutes?
Absolutely. I'm glad you called.
Listen, I'm just not sure about this.
I know. The first step is always the hardest. And Mr. Roberts completely understands that.
I seriously thought about calling the cops.
I can understand that too. But you didn't, did you?
No.
This isn't the first time you thought about it, is it?
No.
There's absolutely nothing to be ashamed about, Mrs. Smith.
Call me Marilyn, please.
Sure. Thanks, Marilyn. But really, you're not the first woman to think about this, nor the last. It's perfectly natural to feel that fear and terror.
I haven't been sleeping at all.
Oh, I know, sweetie. I can't even imagine. Listen, is there any way you can come in today?
I think so. Yeah, sure.
How soon can you be here?
15-20 minutes, maybe. But somewhere public this time, please. Something neutral.
I understand. How about the cafe downstairs? My treat.
Sure. Okay.
So, if we were to do this, how would it all work exactly?
So, we would have the two of you as guests at one of Mr. Roberts' estates for however long you would like. Here are the locations.
These are his? My God, they're all over the world.
His offer covers the travel to and from. He just asked that we have a camera in the bedroom to verify everything.
Creepy, but I get why.
You can take a week, a month, we don't care. It's really all up to you.
But what's in it for him, though? I mean, does he whack off to this or something?
What he gets is knowing he helped tear down those walls and bring two people together who would otherwise would never know. Now, all that being said, there is a little bit more for the both of you to consider.
Shit, I knew it.
No, now listen. It's not a bad thing. In the event that both of you might wish to take things further, there is more to be discussed in terms of amounts.
More like, what do you mean?
More as in furthering the relationship. Dating, marriage, and so on.
Marriage?
$2 million if the both of you actually fall in love and wish to be together long term. $3 million if you have a child together.
Are you fucking... what?
Shh. Please.
He wants me to have a child? With my own son?
This all hinges on you and what the both of you decide. All I'm saying is that the rewards grow exponentially should you decide to pursue that.
This is fucking absurd.
But here we are, talking about it.
Oh my god.
I'm assuming you're still able to have children?
Well, yeah, I'm still good in that department. This is so much to think about. I mean, can we try it and see how it goes?
Absolutely. Mr. Roberts realizes that this is a fluid situation that changes from day to day. You won't be held to any one of the arrangements. Look, take this list of his estates and think it over. You still have, what, 3 more days to decide?
Yeah. Okay, look, if we really go through with this, I need assurances. You were right. We're on the skids, and this would set us up for life.
Keep in mind that the one condition is that both of you have to want it. Not just out of desperation. The money is just an incentive to get you to consider it.
So how the hell can I prove that?
By doing what we're doing here, talking about it, and looking directly in my eyes. His hope in offering you this is to get you to act on something you wouldn't otherwise do.
Look, I believe him when he said he saw something between the two of you. You have to go deep inside your own self. Let your mind go to those dark places you've always feared. Accept the fact that your son would probably give everything he had to just touch you once.
Oh my god.
You know I'm right. How many times have you caught him staring at you, Marilyn? How many times have you secretly dressed up for him? Or put on just a little extra makeup in the hopes that he'd take notice? Or a little wiggle in your hips as you walk down the hall? You know it as well as I do. A woman wants to be wanted. Needs to be needed. What other man could adore you? Adore you more than your own son.
Oh my god, that's so hard to think about.
See, your pulse is rising, and your heart's skipping a beat, even now, isn't it?
Oh my god.
We all want the forbidden. It's in our very nature, Marilyn. Your own son.
I can't even count how many times I've come thinking about it. Long before we ever met you.
Oh, I know. I know.
God, I've always wanted another child, too. So much. So much. So much. So much. So much.
And when I said you two could have a child together, that took it all up a notch, didn't it?
Fuck yeah. God, I can't even imagine what that would be like.
Oh, I think you already have.
I think you already have, Marilyn.
I'll let you know by the deadline. Either way.
Sure.
Thank you. I mean that. All this has really changed a lot of things. I'll call you.
Okay. I look forward to it, Marilyn. Talk soon.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Mr. Roberts. It's Jessica again. I think she's in. I just get that feeling, you know? I told her of the other options and had to remind her of the original condition to the deal. I think it helped cement it all for her. I could see the wheels turning in her eyes. Talk soon. Bye.